Hey, this is Letitia. And you know, from the beginning of time, men were the protectors of the young and their women. And to quote my favorite superhero movie, Superman, if you've got me, who's got you? Well, who is protecting our guys from the barrage of overly aggressive, slightly imbalanced, I never knew my daddy, and all men are dogs, women, that hang out on the internet? Are we all easy prey for anyone with a mouse, keyboard, and an axe to grind? Hey, this is Letitia. And from the beginning of time, men were the protectors of the young and their women. And to quote my favorite superhero movie, Superman, if you've got me, who's got you? Who is protecting our guys from the barrage of overly aggressive, slightly imbalanced, I never knew my daddy, and all men are dogs, women that hang out on the internet? Are we all easy prey for anyone with a mouse, keyboard, and an axe to grind? No matter what your background, race, nationality, or gender, when it comes to issues of national security, we are all in need of protection. It seems that with the advancement of technology, it's become easier for people to assume our identity or, in many cases, just mask their own. How do you really know who you're talking to online? So, you have a webcam. You can see them. How do you know they're in London and not, say, oh, next door to you? It seems that my sisters are a lot more cautious with protecting their whereabouts. However, guys, you're not being as careful. The experiment. Now, I went on several different dating websites, taking on an assumed identity. And in 98% of the cases, I was able to get the guy's name, city, personal email address, and yes, even phone number. Usually this took me about 2 to 3 emails to obtain this information. It's my assumption that most guys just feel non-threatened by a little old female like me. Well, for the most part, I am pretty safe. However, not every woman is. That is, if you're even dealing with a real female to begin with. Guys, I'm not trying to scare you, just make you painfully aware of what dangers are there for you as well. Another case in point, I know someone that signed up to a free internet dating site after a bad, bad breakup. Immediately, she began to get emails from all kinds of guys of every race and nationality. Now, there was one guy that stood out from the rest. The reason he stood out was because from the first email, he was coming on strong and fast. Let's call him Mark. Mark hadn't even seen a picture of her face before he gave up his home phone number, place of employment, personal email address. Now, by the third email, she told Mark that he needed to slow it down. He was moving a little too fast. Needless to say, Mark took this as a brush off and told her to go fill in the blank herself. Maybe it was just that time of the day. Perhaps he was still not quite over that bad breakup, and these words triggered some latent memory, and it was a breaking point for her. I don't really know how it happened, but this is what happened next. With all the information that she had been given by Mark, it didn't take much time to learn his last name, get his address, he was in a very small town, and proceed to wreak havoc in his life. She began with the little things like going to different gay porn websites and posting his picture, along with a profile saying that he was looking for well-hung and sprung young men. She also included his personal email address and his, you guessed it, home phone number. She signed him up for any and every free internet spam, blog, and survey she could find, including the site DontDateHimGirl.com. Although she never did anything with his physical home address, she could have. That's scary. At the most, she just inconvenienced him with these schoolgirl pranks. Unfortunately, there are some folks out there that take it a lot further and make it a lot more dangerous, physically, emotionally, and even financially. The moral of this story is to protect yourself at all cost. It's so easy to create a free profile any and everywhere. If you are truly serious about finding the love of your life, isn't it worth the investment of weeding out the crazies, the perpetrators, and the I'm just here to waste a little quality time people? When you become a subscriber, you have a greater success to a better quality of other subscribers and the opportunity to validate who you're really talking to while maintaining your anonymity. You can email and send instant messages with the satisfaction of knowing that your personal information and details are safe and secure. It's about protecting your time, your investment, and yourself. I know you're worth it. This is Letitia. Maybe.